Welcome to the Expat Life Lessons podcast. Get ready for the truth about what it means to be an expat, for many, many life lessons and coaching tips to help you on your journey as an expat, as a future expat, no matter where you are. And let's just get right into it. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Mariana, and I am here with my friend Alina.
Hello, Alina. Everyone. Hi.
And today we are here, and as you know, if you are listening to this on the Christmas time, in December of 2022, which is when we are recording it, we are very close to Christmas, and this is an episode of about it, of about our experience as expats and Christmas, no matter if we have spent it outside of our country, if we have spent it in our country, and how that was to go back and to be with all the family and so on. So many, many things to come. And yeah, let's jump into it.
Let's do it.
So Vina, I wanted to ask, like, ever since you have become an expat, what is an experience with Christmas that you'd like to share with us, and how has it been for you?
Completely different than in Poland. Oh my gosh. I mean, I've been to England and now in the Netherlands, and Netherlands and England, I would say they're quite similar, but Poland is a different story. So Poland has a huge tradition, of course. It's like a coming back from Christian times, blah, blah, blah. And it's very religious thing, Christmas. But I will talk about just Christmas as a just time with the family, not religion thing. Just that it's very close, like you've got family meetings all around Christmas. You've got before you start baking and cooking everything, preparing everything weeks before Christmas. And there's a stress of buying Christmas presents and buying all the products and, you know, to cook and to bake and make cakes and everything. And then Christmas comes. 24th of December is the day that we have our Christmas kind of dinner and presents. And then 25th is kind of 24th is when we don't have meat. We don't eat meat on the 24th of December in Poland. We have fish, we have beetroot soup. I mean, every family, of course, it is different. But more or less, kind of, there is no meat on the table. And 25th is you start with meat, you end with meat. It's like a meat day. So that's completely different. And 26th is just, again, normal kind of day. So it's different to the Netherlands in terms of rush, in terms of stress, in terms of preparations. Because here, there are weeks before Christmas and I'm chilling, I'm relaxing. There is no pressure that I have to make cakes. There is no pressure I have to cook something, you know. And then it comes Christmas and it's like, hey, let's just eat something nice, something different. Because it's like you want to still kind of highlight that it's different. So you want to make something different. But it's there is no pressure. And I love
that's
it.
That's so interesting. Yeah, that's completely like, different from me as well.
Really?
Well, in Portugal, it's like Poland.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's a really Catholic country as well. So I think that's why.
Yeah,
that's
interesting. Yeah.
But yes, go on.
No. So, and yeah, I mean,
is there anything you love to cook for Christmas, like now, even though you can relax more before and so on?
Yeah, that's
do you like to cook something special?
No, that's the thing, because now, because my mom was always the one cooking for Christmas, and she was always preparing stuff for me. And it was kind of a tradition to have the Christmas stuff from Poland, if I was in Poland or if she came here. But I was never a huge fan of this stuff. Like, I could eat, but just on that day, like once a year, it's just like, I'll just eat it because it's her tradition and it's like, she loves it. But now that's a question that my mom is gone now. So it's like, what do I want? Do I want to continue what I had just for the sake of it because it reminds me of home? Or do I want to make new things? Now, we don't have oven in this place. And the situation would be different if there was an oven. Because if we had an oven, I would make kind of like an English Christmas, which is either you make pork or chicken and then you make, you know, oven potatoes, you make cooked, you know, carrots and fried everything, and then everything goes in the oven and it's just amazing and you can make so much more. So ask me, let's do this episode when I have the oven again. Yes. Next year maybe. And then I'll tell you. Yeah, and I'm like, I cook this.
And but that no, can be our reason. Episode of about expat food and different cultures.
Oh yeah, we can talk about that, of course. We're like,
we'll have
episodes.
Plenty to say to everyone that's a foodie like us. Let us know.
Yes.
What is the thing that you love to eat in Christmas? What are your favorite meals and so on? If you're a foodie like us, you'll understand how important this is as well.
exactly. But no, so there isn't anything that I am looking forward to cook, but I will just make something that it's different, that is special, you know, something that we don't normally have. Here in the Netherlands, actually, they do like a gourmet, which is that you have this hot plate in the middle of the table and then you fry your own stuff. You can make, you know, vegetables, yeah. You can make egg or you can make meat, whatever it is. We don't have that plate, but we just have normal like a grill pan. Okay. So we can use that because I think we've done it once and that's like different. We wouldn't have it normally. So we probably will have that and just like bits and pieces and, you know, potatoes here or fried potatoes or normal potatoes, you know, like a mixture.
Yeah.
But there isn't anything special that I think, oh, this is what I'm going to make, you know. I'll probably go to the Polish shop and buy something there so I can still have something from Poland, you know.
Yeah.
But overall, I really don't want to stress because what's the point? Then you stress for 4 weeks, you want to enjoy Christmas and then you can't because you're stressed out because you need to do this and this. I'm like, that is not my tradition. Thank you.
For me, actually, I get so excited for cooking for Christmas.
Oh,
I love it.
Oh, see, but you're excited and not stressed, right? That's also different.
No.
Yeah.
But for me, it depends on the, I don't know. For me, the stress, I don't get stressed very easily. And I think I don't have also that much pressure because I don't cook for everyone. I cook for me. Because I'm vegan, and I cook for anyone that didn't know, and I also cook for my younger brother that's vegetarian. Mm-hmm. But then what ends up going on is that I cook like a really big portion because I know everyone will be like, oh, maybe I can try a little bit.
Is that okay?
Then maybe this will be my Christmas meal because it's delicious. Is that okay? And in the end, it's all over. But yes, maybe recapping a little bit how it is for me as well. Like for me, I know a lot of expats don't go home over Christmas and they might stay. And this is actually one thing that we want is to have more expats on our podcast and more experiences and so on. But for me, ever since I left Portugal in 2018, I stopped going home for Easter because I'm not religious, so Easter doesn't really mean anything to me. And it's really about like being with the family. And then Christmas, it's different. Even though I'm not religious, it's just so cozy.
Something
and, like,
about it, yes.
And the colors. And then being with the family and the dog.
Oh, the dog. I want to have a dog.
And then the food and everything is so nice that I always decided, okay, I always want to go home for Christmas. And so I always went every single year. But we have talked about it, Arina, that even before this episode, that it is really like, for me, I think the hardest thing is not really the pressure because like, for me, I it's so exciting. I start like weeks before I start going to food blogs and to decide what I want to cook and the ingredients I'm going to need and so on. It's so much fun because I love like trying new recipes. I love the challenge of it as well and just relaxing in the kitchen. And then, but for me, the hardest part is like, when you are an expat, and no matter if you have been an expat for a few months or a few years, of course, you'll see a bigger difference like we do. But for me, ever since the first Christmas in 2018 that I went home, like when you are an expat, your identity starts shifting a little bit because you are going to be with different, surrounded by different people. You are going to be surrounded by like different cultures, different perspectives on life, different work environments. Everything is going to be different from staying in your home country your entire life. So it's normal. You are going to start changing a little bit here and there. And I changed so much when I went to, well, one of the biggest changes was becoming vegan. And that was a very big shock, because if you are living with a person and you see the transition, you're not that shocked. You see like, okay, she stopped eating meat, she stopped eating this, she stopped eating this. But when you don't see that person for months and all of a sudden someone, well, me, I was eating meat every day when I was in Portugal. Mm. And I go back and I'm like, look, I'm vegan now. I'm not going to touch that. Mm-hmm. It's like a major shock. And I also understand that from their side. But from my side, it was quite hard because everyone was behaving like everything was the same. But for me, I had changed so much. Like, even because of the different amount of stress that we go through, I don't know, we start growing so much, like in our resilience, in our ability to handle different emotions, in our ability to handle challenges, in the conversations that we have, even on how open we are to different things in life that maybe we weren't open to before. So it's like you have on one end, you are really like completely different, and you have in the other hand, people that are completely the same. Because the thing is, when you stay in your home country, and this is totally normal, it is, you are going to have a more predictable life. Of course, life as well can be messy, and so many horrible things can happen, and amazing things as well. But it's not the same amount of uncertainty that you would deal with being an expat. And so you go home and it feels like time has stopped.
Yes, like they're kind of stuck in the past.
Yeah, it's like you go home, the roads are the same, driving everywhere is the same. Maybe there are new restaurants, but everything else is the same. Mm-hmm. It's like you were saying, the TV show, if you want to give that example as well.
Yes, The Manifest literally just came to my mind because I'm like watching it now, season two. And it's literally like Manifest, just some people's lives just are exactly the same and the rest just moves on and then changes everything. And this is like us, right? This is what, again, we were also talking. It's like we have so many things that we have to do here, so many new experiences, so many, you know, this and that. And there's a family, our family and friends, they're like, cool, I went on holiday and then I just go to work and then I go out and this, it's like, but still nothing changes. It's like, there is no, I don't know. It's like the challenges, like what's the other word? Like just something that is just not challenging in a negative way, but there's no, something new that they have to deal with all the time. And we kind of do. So we grow, like you said, we change automatically and become completely different people. It's still kind of the base is the same, you know, like we're still, you know, the same people, but a lot of about us is different. Like either what we eat or what we want to do, like the traditions. For example, when I was going back to Poland, I was like, why do we have to stress about it? Why do we have to eat this? We're not really a fan of this. You know, like, let's just change it. But for some people, like my mom, it was a huge tradition. So she would never, ever, ever change that. Never, ever in a million years. When she came here last time, she brought food from Poland. Like all the stuff was frozen in the bags, nicely packed. You know, she got it here. And she was preparing it because she wanted to have Christmas like she has in Poland, you know? And I'm like, I don't care what I eat at the end of the day, as in I care because I want this to be special, but I don't want to put pressure that I have to eat this. If I can't get it, oh no, like there's no Christmas without fish or, you know, without white beans that we eat. Yeah. So it's like, it's different. So here I like the fact that, and in England, the same thing. We were meeting up with friends and family during Christmas, but it's more like a let's go and sit down on the sofa and put our feet up, watch a film, have some beers, or, you know, go for a walk. But in Poland, it was kind of like on the dot. Okay, we have to do this. So don't need to be, you know, and I love this thing around it. And I always, when I went back, it felt like home. It felt really nice, but it was like, okay, now we need to do this. Then we need to do this. Don't eat it because you will not have dinner. So I'm like, oh my God, I can't eat it. But I'm hungry. You know, so you like, you always put like in your head, you're like, okay, you have a schedule to do something. Yes. And my mom always made it special and it was always amazing. But now I'm just happy I don't have to cook for the like huge, obviously for my family, but it's not like a huge 15 people, 10 people, 5 people, whatever, different people coming in. And I'm the only one cooking. I'm like, oh no. Oh no. Yes. If there is going to be a big family, a gathering together, I want everyone to contribute. I don't want to go somewhere and just be the one that's always going to just eat the food. You know, when I visit Poland and someone is cooking for me, fine, you know. But if I'm like living somewhere and then there is a big family, let's contribute. Let's do something together, you know.
Exactly, absolutely. And even one thing that's really like, that always stuck on my mind and that I end up saying about to friends and to clients as well, is really like, sometimes it's hard when people look at us as we used to be and not as we are right now. So they look at us expecting the behaviors that we did once. So before, for example, we were expats or even last year or whatever it is. But one thing that really always stuck to me was how everyone was expecting me to be the same person as I was before. Mm-hmm. Like I was that person that I was really a big people pleaser. And I was like really uncomfortable with silence. And I was always like, I don't know, I hated being vulnerable in front of people. I hated for people to see like I'm like putting my hands up to say like a weak side, but that's not really the weak side. It's mm-hmm. really just it's a human different. Side.
Yeah.
I wanted also always the people to see me well and so on. And nowadays, because of all the things I went through, I'm like, I want people in my life to see who I really am. Like, if I'm sad, I'm going to own it and I'm going to be sad. Like, I don't want to be always sad, but if there is a moment where I am and people see me like that, I don't want to say, no, it's all good. If it isn't, we can
say it isn't.
Yeah,
you need to be real, right? Real around people.
Yeah.
You want to have people around you that you want to be real with.
Yeah, that you want to be real mm-hmm. with. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, even on a group of friends, you go back and it's like everyone has their own label. Everyone is like, this is a funny person. This is the, I don't know, louder person. This is the person that talks about this. This is the person that talks about that. And if no one really goes through a life-changing like event or experience like we go as expats all the time, then the group will always have the same dynamic. The thing is, if one person changes and then you go back to the group, in the beginning, the adaptation from that group might be a bit challenging. So I all of this to say that if you're an expat and if you're going back home and people act like the same way and you're completely different, it's really, first of all, explaining and having an open conversation about that, which I did as well. And then like seeing who you want to keep in your life, who you don't, what boundaries do you need? Because sometimes we need, like if we have changed a lot and we, I don't know, our values don't really match some people. Sometimes it's okay to put stronger boundaries in place. There's nothing wrong with it because in the end, we want to protect ourselves. And if we have conversations and everything stays the same and you feel you can't be yourself around some people, then put some more boundaries in place. And there will be some episodes about boundaries. I'm going to write it down.
That's a good one.
I'm going to even write it down. But did anything like that ever happen to you, Avina?
You know, it's, I think not as big as with you to go to change like the completely the way you eat, what you eat, or because that's a big change, or anything like huge. It wasn't like that. It was like a steady change. I kind of started having my own opinion and I never had that before. You know, when I was in Poland, living with my parents, it was like, yes, I'll do this. Oh, yes, I agree with you because... why would I say I don't? Because it's like, oh my God. So, and you know, here you're on your own. And then here you have your house you have to deal with. You have now, I have my kids. And it's like, I'm the adult now. I can have my own opinion. I can choose what I want to do or not to do or what's best for my family. So I think slowly, I started kind of growing that and like this and having my own opinion. And yes, I wasn't always kind of successful with expressing and kind of saying this is how I feel and it is like how it is, but I was more encouraged to be like this. I was a bit more okay, I'm gonna do it because this is the right way, this is my way, right, this is how I feel, nobody can feel, you know, for me. So I was a bit more open, and brave to express my opinion. So that was the, I would say this was the biggest thing. And, you know, just kind of walking with a bit of more, yeah, the bravery, like I'm just walking kind of strongly around the house, yes, rather than like, oh, you know, I'm just a little mouse.
Oh my,
you know?
God, I love that. That's so inspiring, Gavin. I love it. If you know me and you are listening to this, or even with you, Avina, you know how I love when people like, you just show who you really are, yeah, and you don't care about what anyone says. It's like, look, this is who I am. You either, yes, accept it or you don't. We, yes, can talk about it. We can share different opinions. That's fine. We don't all have to agree, mm-hmm, in like everything. But if you don't accept who I am, just, mm-hmm, go to hell.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that, what I can also like see is since I left Poland, I actually kept the same people as my friends as then and now. And, you know, and I've been to England for nearly 10 years, then 2-hour break in Poland. But those people kind of, yes, they didn't change, but that was actually like we're still connected. You know, because I was just looking for an example of, oh yeah, because we kind of went different ways, but no, like those, and this is also when you know that those are the ones that are going to stick with you.
Yes.
For a long time. For a long time, because those are the ones that have seen you in the normal, when you met, then they saw you going somewhere else, changing everything around you.
And they still stay.
And they still stay, and then you stay, yes, with them because it doesn't bother you whatever they do, because this is the real thing. So looking back, it's amazing.
And then, you know, there is something I love that is like sometimes you change and you go back home, and this has happened to me. Like I changed a lot, and then I went back home, and with people that I stayed a lot in contact, it feels that slowly they also shifted a little bit from all the lessons I also have from my life. So that's why I think like when we go home for Christmas and we are with everyone and even making time to being with everyone, that's another thing that, oh, we can also talk
about. Yes, please.
And we can even talk about it as well. But like the pressure of being with everyone every time we go to your home country. Yep. Oh my God. Whenever, yep, people, now I'm going to get a bit out of topic. But whenever people are like, ah, how was your long weekend in Portugal? You must have relaxed so much. And I'm like, no, it was great. I loved it. But I was running everywhere to be able to see everyone.
There's nothing to relax there when you go back home. Nothing.
Like I can relax a lot, but it's only when I can stay like 1 or 2 weeks. Because then I can have time for myself, yes, and with my dog.
Yes.
But when I go like for a short amount of time and I have so many people I love there that I want to see most of them, and it's a lot and it's quite tiring. But going back a little bit to what you were saying, it's funny to see like when you learn to be super comfortable with you, who you are, and you have to love yourself no matter what anyone thinks about it, you start showing to other people that they can do the same. You start showing to other people, look, you can really like just not give a fuck what everyone, what anyone thinks. You can be yourself. And, mm-hmm, if anyone doesn't like it, you can be open to talking about it. And if still they don't like it, or they are just criticizing you or making you feel bad, life is too short for that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really like putting stronger boundaries if you still have to have those people in your life, because that can happen. And like, then it's really beautiful when you are with people that are with you through the change and always stick with you no matter what, mm-hmm, they also start changing a little bit from all the influence that you have on their lives as well. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm, it's like, it's one of the things that's really nice. It's like you see, and I was just thinking about another topic for another podcast.
Make a note.
No, I forgot.
Wow, that was fast.
No, I think I got it. And I think that was it. I think it's really to say that it's such a beautiful thing that we have people that are really stable in our lives and that are always there for us. And that we, when we go home for Christmas, if we go home, we can be with them and we can share these moments together. We can show them even a new side of us or a new thing that excites us. Or all of our experiments, because they will want to know about it. And it's really like, it's so nice to see also their transformation with time. Mm-hmm. So it has a lot to say, like, about Christmas. It's not like all bad and all good. It's so many like changing factors, which I think it resumes what being an expat is. It's like it has its challenges, it has its amazing things, and then it has normal life as well. And when we go to Christmas, it's just a combination of some factors. Mm-hmm. And you are going to have the Get Practical episode next week. That will be all about this, like dealing with changing things, dealing with the stress of going home, a bit of boundaries, but we can't put everything there. So more episodes to come. And yes, and I wanted to ask you, Lina, since we are 5 minutes away from finishing the episode, do you have anything else to add about Christmas, what it means for you, or anything that comes to mind?
Christmas is, for me, it's just time to be together, but to be happy and not stressing out about anything. Not, you know, of course, it's like, it's just automatic probably thing in your head, like, oh my God, it's Christmas, I need to make this and this. Yes, that's fine, you know, because it's different. But still, at the end of the day, find time for yourself, just for yourself or your family or friends. It's like just to chill, just to relax. If you don't want to cook something, buy something. Like, I'm going to buy something that is kind of more ready, so I don't have to spend ages in the kitchen because I don't like it. So for me, it's like, that will be unnecessary. I just want to make dinner together with everyone, like here with my husband and the kids, and then just to chill, watch some films and relax, because that's the time to be together for me, to be happy and just kind of cheerful with all the lights and Christmas trees around, you know, if you do that as well. But yeah, but for me, this is like something special. Christmas now is kind of, for me, it's kind of combined with a sadness because I lost my parents over Christmas in different episodes of time. Yeah. So this is where I want to be like, okay, I'm going to enjoy it and I'm still going to be probably, you know, very bad through it. But kind of overall, I want to enjoy it because that's the nice time. I've got my kids to enjoy, to be happy yeah. with. So that's going to bring a lot of joy.
And it comes down to what we have said in some other episodes as well, that even if we have some bad moments over Christmas and so on, like, for example, for you with your parents, it's really like seeing what can we enjoy at the same time. So it's really like going back to that finding joy episode. Like, it's totally normal to be grieving. It's totally normal to feel all those things, especially with people that are so close to us. But at the same time, to see, okay, I can like feel this. And at the same time, how can I love like the people that I love in my life? How can I really feel that for me at the same time? Because mm-hmm. both can coexist.
Yes. And especially for, they are still here. Those kids,
yeah, exactly.
They want the happiness. They want the memories. So of course, I'm going to do that with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really nice, Sabina.
What about you?
For me, I think my takeaways, one thing that I learned throughout the years was really like just being myself, honestly, no matter what anyone mm-hmm. says.
Yes.
Because there are so many people I go and see and so many people that expect me to have a certain behavior, to be in a certain way and so on. And for me, I used to be that type of person as well, like you were saying about yourself, that was like, I wasn't sharing that much, or I was just saying yes to everything. And nowadays, I really own what I believe in. And then I think, like, one thing that I know some people don't agree with, but it's really what I think, that is when you are, like, in a big event or something, and someone criticizes you, and you reply, and then it continues, for example. Sometimes it's like really choosing what we want to continue the conversation and what we want to put a stop to it and just not say anything else.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because sometimes if people like continue or just want like to talk about something with you, but you know they've never changed their minds and it can even suck a bit of the energy out of you, it's really like, if you don't want to talk, you don't need to answer. You can just say, I'm not going to talk about this anymore, period. Mm-hmm. And I know this can be hard to hear because sometimes you want to like solve something and so on. And I really believe in solving everything. But sometimes people not might not be open to it.
No, sometimes
it's okay to let it go, mm-hmm. to create some boundaries with those people and be like, okay, we are going to see each other. We just don't talk about these topics because there's no point.
Like my dad in politics, you should not be talking. Should have been talking to my dad about politics.
So it's really like choosing what you feel comfortable talking about, what you don't, and really knowing your truth. Like, for example, if you don't agree with what I'm saying, like, go for it and do your own thing. But if this is something that might help you, really try it out. And I think those are the biggest things for me. And also trying to make time to relax as well. Mm. Because I know this Christmas time can be very stressful for so many people. And the pressure of having the perfect gift and the pressure of having the perfect meal and the pressure of seeing everyone and having the perfect conversations and so on. And it's like not everything needs to be perfect. Actually, nothing needs to be perfect. It's really like, how can you enjoy more your time? How can you be with your loved ones? And how can you also have time for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And how can you always be true to who you are? Because that's the most important thing in life. It's like because really owning who you are and that's it.
Yeah. Your life, your rules.
Exactly. Yes. And I think as expats, we can become so independent that we see that so much more. Mm-hmm. Like you are an expat, you make your own rules, you make your own life and so on.
Perfect. Love that.
And that's it.
Yay. Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays. And I hope everyone has an amazing Christmas and you have an episode also on me for New Year's resolutions that's coming in a few weeks. If you are listening to this at the moment that it's coming out and not like in a year's time, so you'll see it already. It's not a surprise anymore.
Yeah.
But you'll see it. So in a few weeks, we'll see this episode. And if you have any comments to this, as we always say, click the link on the show notes because you can really connect with both of us on Instagram. You can tell us what you think, what you don't think, and even share the podcast episode on your Instagram story so that more people can find us and so that more people can also like have all these advices for their own lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So thank you, Vina, for joining me and see you next time.
Yes, see you next time.